Hello, I am Dr. Dina Hope, and this is the Dr. O Show. Ha! Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the final episode of the Home Boss Business Tips and Tricks podcast series. I hope you found some value, but today is going to be great as well. In the last episode, yes, we discussed some simple tips. Hopefully they were amazing, and you've put them into effect some way, shape, form, or fashion for running a successful home boss business like the boss that you are. And in this episode, we're going to talk about tax deductions and your home business. What about it, Dr. Hope? Well, firstly, this episode is brought to you by proceeds from the Perfect Personal Pitch Coaching Program Masterclass. That program can be found at dradinahope.com. That's the Perfect Personal Pitch Masterclass, and it can be found at dradinahope.com. dradenahope.com. For most home business owners, tax deductions can help put a little bit of money back in that pocket of yours and in that stash you're creating for your next vacation. Tax deductions vary from business to business, the type of business, but it's worth your time to familiarize yourself and get to know, sit down with a tax advisor and get familiarized with what your specific tax deductions are. First, determine if you qualify for home business deductions. Some people do, others won't. A home office is generally defined as a place where you meet with clients or your patients or your customers. It can also be part of your house that is used exclusively for business purposes. Now, I have an office in one of my bedrooms set up. I've always had it. The kids know it. They respect it. They say, Grandma, when I go in that door and I shut it, it says, Grandma, you're in the office. I even have an open and close sign. Maybe I should have put that in the last episode, but nevertheless, I have an open and closed sign. The open says, yes, I can be bothered. When I'm in here doing some things, I want my concentration to not be disturbed. I am recording, perhaps, doing a video. I put closed. They know, okay, if that door is closed, you have to be quiet and let the magic continue. So, most people have a general image that comes to mind when they hear the word home office. In reality, tax deductions can apply to a variety of places. Your home office can be, guess what? That shed in your back door, your backyard, that garage that's attached or unattached, that basement, or even a studio set aside for you. And if you do qualify as a home business, it's very imperative that you want to keep all your records, all your receipts, and all your paperwork that you have accumulated throughout the fiscal year. Now, tax time will be a much less stressful experience for you if you keep good records. Don't skip the small things when it comes to your record keeping. I talked about that in a previous podcast. If you haven't heard all the podcasts in the series, please take a moment and go back and listen to them. Hopefully you'll find some value as you build and build your brand identity and enter into the land of bosses. Any item purchased for your business is usually considered a tax deduction. This may seem a little bit tedious, and sometimes you might feel, oh, never mind, I won't put that down, but nothing could be the wrong idea besides that. Keep your records. I do smoothies every now and then. I have a day where I have a taste off. And so for me, that would be a means to keep track and to know what I've purchased over the years, because those over the year, because those little things that I've purchased add up. So I do clean eating venues. And so I bought a little stove, a toaster oven, conventional oven, and a air fryer. All three of those things, if I use them in my business, guess what? That's a tax write-off. So that's what I wanted you to have in mind. Now, home business deductions can be separated in what is known as two direct categories. And one is direct expenses. These are the expenses you need to actually run the office. Direct, what I was displaying you, that's not direct expense. Include the direct expense includes your office furniture. Well, I guess you could put one of those ovens on there because I use it every day. So it's like office furniture, decorating costs, and equipment. Indirect expenses is the rest of your house. Heating it, electricity, mortgage payments. You can deduct a portion, which I love, a portion of your utility cost. And if you live in select states, you can go to getenergized.myambit.com. Getenergized.myambit.com and check your rates and see if you're getting the best rate. And if you are not, feel free to take advantage, if your state allows you to take advantage of the rates that are available for you. We even have green energy for some of the people who love the earth and desire the rest of us to do so. You can write off a percentage of the power bill, a percentage of the water bill, a percentage of your garbage bill, especially if you produce paper like I do. Another tax deduction is a telephone expenses. If you have one line, they're not going to believe that you use this line only for business. So you might want to get a second phone. It could be a little small, cheap phone like the track phone or something like that. Or it could be, for me, I had to upgrade. So I bought a tablet that I have as a second phone, an iPad, one of the new iPad Pro 2 or something like that, the latest one. And because I do videos on the road and I want to talk to people, I run my whole business on the road off of my iPad. So I can deduct that off of my taxes. Now my home business, I can, on my home phone or my cell phone, if calls come in through there, I can actually deduct a portion of that as well. So you don't want to commingle your telephone if you want full deduction. Commingle, intertwine your phones. You don't want non-business calls on a business phone. So just hand out your business phone number to people, and that way you can keep it separated and your tax preparer will love you for it. Small deduction for you. An overlooked deduction by some in-home business owners, guess what? Meal expenses. When you have a coworker over to eat, when you want to break bread with a client or a customer, save those receipts from all those business dinners. I mean, in 2016, whoo, honey, I ate out so much. I know that's where some of this weight came from. And I was so grateful to be able to deduct some of those expenses that I paid on meals when I was meeting with some of my coworkers. Now, if you want to use a different deduction, there's a deduction called education expenses. And as some of us who do run a home business that's regulated by a state, as if you're a counselor, certified professional counselor, if you are a home health nurse or something like that, where you're running your business out of your home, you can deduct and we have to upgrade. It's mandatory. We have mandatory classes. And so you're required by law to take these classes to update your skill set. Or if you're in a genre and you're just, you have a home business, just want to update or enhance your skill set for what you do in your business, you can write that off as an educational expense. I remember I had applied for this class to, I do counseling, I do coaching, I do life social skills development. And so I wanted to merge into the parenting process of life social skill development. So I became certified as an effective Black parenting instructor, and that course was about $1,000. And you can write that off for taxes. So that's what I'm talking about. That expense could be, you know, save you a little bit of money off of that that you could put in your pocket and pay a bill with, or put in your pocket and buy more, help someone in your business industry with. So most home business owners do what? We have a vehicle outside. It's a means of transportation for my business. This vehicle can be used for running back and forth to meet with your client, running back and forth to mail things off. For me, mail things off at the post office. Even though it's a short distance, I can still keep a log in my vehicle and track every time I go down there and sell a painting, sell a DVD. Sometimes people hit me up and want a tangible, even though I have media that's electronic. They want the tangible product, and so I go and I may mail them out a DVD, and I can write that off for taxes. Airline fares is another thing. The IRS do let you use your trip expenses if you are going on a business trip. So there's ways to save money in tax deductions. If you can see yourself, the variety of options, I'm sure those wheels should be turning in your head with questions. Oh, well, doctor, oh, can I write this off for taxes? Can I write this off for taxes? Please be clear. This is a disclaimer. I am not a tax agent, nor do I do any taxes. I'm saying I'm not a tax advisor, so please remember to keep all of your records, your home-based business activities, and consult your own personal tax advisor. Any other times I would say Google it. This time I'm saying you can even call the IRS. They have people available to answer those questions and direct you to the proper forms and everything to fill out for you, help you fill it out. They even have sites where they can help you fill it out. So if you don't have a personal tax advisor and you want to deal with the IRS, maybe in your city, they might have an office there. If not, please consult your own personal tax advisor to get the best deductions for you and your home-based business so that you can continue to be the boss that you are. Make sure you look for your next episode. I have new podcast coming out. This won't be the episode, any episodes to this series, but please keep in mind that we continue to bring you, is our desire, hope, and expectations for in the future that we will bring you more value, and hopefully you found value in this podcast or some others as you visit mindyourliferadio.com. I am Dr. Adina Hope, and this concludes the episodes and the series to the awesome Home Boss Business Tips and Tricks podcast series. Hopefully you found value in one of the episodes or even this one. And if so, would you mind sharing it with someone? Send them here. Send them to mindyourliferadio.com, those you know, love, and trust, and some who you just might be an acquaintance with and you think they want to brush up their little skill set or become knowledgeable about something. It is our desire to continue to be before you and bring you information that helps you be able to craft the life that you love, being the boss that you are. I am Dr. Adina Hope, and this concludes this episode series, and this is the Dr. O Show. And yes, last but not least, remember, if you can believe anything, believe all things are possible for those who believe. That's my favorite scripture, Mark 9:23, and I will see you in the next podcast episode.